Blessings in this life and the one to come are yours through Christ. Welcome, my friends. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, we are but strangers here. Heaven is our true and everlasting home. May our faith, strengthened by the Holy Spirit through the means of grace, always keep us focused on that fact through the life and death of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. When it comes to camping, tent campers are in a league of their own. They willingly spend their hard-earned money so that they can experience what it's like to be homeless. They hike and they bike and they swim and they fish all day just to tire themselves out so that they can return to where that hard, bumpy ground is waiting for them. Now, maybe they cheat and they bring along an air mattress, but you know what? It doesn't really matter because they're still sleeping on or next to that snake that is also trying to stay warm. And of course, then there's all the other fun of preserving and preparing food, dealing with the extreme heat in the rain, and of course, those late night sounds reminding them because they willingly chose to sleep in a tent. They are no longer top on the food chain. I would argue that the best part of camping in a tent for an extended period of time is the end, looking forward to going home. Now, unless everything went absolutely perfect, and you know what, oftentimes that doesn't even matter, a person returning from a camping trip almost always appreciates what was at home. They look forward to, as they return with excitement and a new energy, they look forward to now having what they didn't have. If it was too hot and humid, now they can turn on the air conditioning. If it was too cold, now you can turn on the heat. Again, after a trip like that, you appreciate what you were missing. Appliances, clean clothes, flush toilets with dry toilet paper. Now, with those thoughts in mind, this morning what we're going to do is we're going to hear St. Paul's words as he addresses Christian tents and camping trips. We hear our text, which is recorded by him in his second epistle to the Corinthians, the fifth chapter, verse 1. For we know that if the tent that is our earthly home is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Paul's telling us here that our lives are like camping trips. We are forced to rough it every day. We struggle to eke out an existence and to provide for ourselves and our families. No matter how much money we have put up on the pile, like logs on a firewood pile, it never makes life easier. It doesn't bring us the happiness like we try to pretend or that we tell ourselves will happen. No, our lives are plagued with greater problems and trials than the weather. You and I, we have to struggle with the bugs of sickness and disease as they constantly seem to be attacking us, oftentimes even getting the better of us, making it on our own, and making godly and wise decisions in those college years is always a struggle. Our bodies that were supposed to be beautiful temples of the Holy Spirit, more beautiful than the great churches and cathedrals ever seen in this world, have become nothing more than cheap tents when we sinned back in the Garden of Eden. Think about how a campfire at times will kick up ashes. And if the ashes stay alive and burning when they fall on that tent, they burn a hole into that tent, wrecking that tent, right? That's really a picture of what sin does to you and to me. Every time you and I break God's commandments, whether it is in thought, word, in deed, we wreck this tent further. The tent of our bodies that actually has been going downward ever since the moment that you and I were born. And again, it doesn't matter how we sin, whether it's in what we think, do, or say. All sin destroys the tent that God has given us. All sin, the original sin, passed on from our parents to us, originally from Adam and Eve. All those actual sins, the breaking of God's commands in thought, word, in deed, all of them destroy and cause these tents to wear out. And we know that when a tent wears out, what happens? It needs to be thrown out. When our tents wear out, we die. But the good news this morning is St. Paul reminds us that, you know what? We're not homeless. Nor did God give you and me the home that we actually deserve. Hell will not be your eternal home or mine. And that is because although these tents of our bodies are groaning as they decay with sin, we have a Lord and Savior that has prepared an eternal life for you and for me. Paul, speaking to the Romans, said, "For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies." Yes, our tents will wear out. Yes, we will die. But, as we're reminded here, we have a home in heaven because our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has redeemed us. St. John in the Gospel says this, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." The original Greek here says that Jesus tented, or He tabernacled among us. That means, yes, God's own Son came here and He camped among us as one of us. But see, He didn't come down here and He didn't come to camp because He was on vacation. No, rather, Jesus came and He camped among us as He took on all the bugs and the heat and the cold and the dirt and the discomfort and the struggles and the heartaches that every one of our sins caused. And as Jesus came and tented among us, He was able to keep His tent perfect, living a holy life for us in our place. And then as His time of camping among us came to a close, He allowed those decaying, sinful tents of humanity to kill Him so that He could die our death on the cross. But see, sin, death, the devil, not even mankind could destroy the one who tented among us. No, He rose. And His resurrection is the assurance that every single one of your sins is forgiven. It is the assurance that one day your body will be raised and glorified and be that perfect temple that God wanted human bodies to be when He created us in Eden. It is the assurance that one day you will get to go and spend all eternity in heaven. And not in some cheap tent, but rather in a specific mansion that Jesus' life, death, resurrection, and ascension has prepared for you. And see, this is a guarantee. It is a guarantee for you by faith and through the Holy Spirit working in the means of grace. You do not have to sit here and worry no matter what you have done if your sins have been forgiven. You don't have to wonder, well, really, when I die, will my body be raised and glorified someday? You don't have to sit here and wonder no matter what you have done, do I really have real estate waiting for me in heaven? Now, see, this isn't a situation like when you go on the internet and you try to find that campsite for your tent that you want. And then you go after booking that site and you see that, well, those pictures were pretty deceiving, or the campground maybe made a mistake and they overbooked that site and now you have to take a lesser one. No, this isn't a situation like this. This isn't something where, like, a campground isn't always able to guarantee what they say they can guarantee. No, the Lord of life and death, the Lord of heaven and earth, he can guarantee this to you. Paul says this in just a few verses after our text. He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always of good courage. We can be of good courage because this same God is the one who will provide for you as your tent decay. He will be the one who will watch over our tents, our human bodies, as the bugs of disease and sickness and sinful choices eat away at them. This is the same God who will save us when our tents plagued in decay and are being plagued by greater things and troubles than maybe the weather outside. My fellow tenters on this tenting trip that we call life, as Paul says, be of good cheer. Be of good courage. Because, see, Jesus has come and he has tented among us. And he did not come so that he could be on vacation. But rather, your Lord and Savior came and became one of us. So that when our short and rather trouble-filled tenting trip of a life is over, and when your tent has finally worn out for good, you can look forward to and know that you have a home in heaven to go home to. To God be the glory. Amen.